The bill calling for a pause on school grades and teacher evaluations is being pushed by Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Monford, who's also the head of the Florida Association of District School Superintendents. Monford's bill would nullify the state school grading system for 3 years as a modified version of National Common Core standards are applied and the state decides how to replace the outgoing FCAT English and math tests. The bill would also drop the percentage of a teacher's evaluation tied to student test scores from 50% to 30%. Meanwhile, a Common Core repealer bill has also been filed in both houses. But Senate President Don Gates says he's opposed to any effort to repeal Common Core because the standards have been reviewed and revised.
And there were 90 changes in the standards recommended by teachers, by parents, by various scholars, interest groups, taxpayers. I think it makes the standards better, and I think it makes the standards higher. I'm for high standards.
During the past year, problems with the school grading system and concerns about teacher evaluations have amped up as the state transitions to more stringent learning goals for its students. State officials are torn over how to address those problems while still trying to placate Common Core critics, who say they represent a federal overreach into state education policy. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.